Maltepe University School of Foreign Languages. Prep class for undergraduate programs in English. Stream 1, Achievement Exam 2. Paper 1, Listening. There are two parts in this listening paper. Part 1. Listen to a presentation about the color and light inside buildings and answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at the questions. Now, let's begin.
So, today, I'm going to talk about how the color and light inside buildings are important for our health. Firstly, let's look at color. Of course, we all have our favorite colors, but research shows that color can change our moods. Studies show people feel more relaxed in rooms which are painted in colors which reflect nature, such as blue or green. In comparison, some bright colors, such as red and yellow, can make us think of danger and increase people's stress levels. But we shouldn't always choose colors that aren't bright. Rooms which are painted in paler, more neutral colors, such as cream or light brown, can make us want to sleep, even when we've just woken up. Light can also change the way we feel and affect our health. Research shows that most people spend almost 90% of their time inside. This means that they are not getting the natural outside light that is important for their bodies to work normally. Scientists measure light in lux. In the summer, when the sun is shining, the amount of natural light outside can be around 100,000 lux. In winter, it is much lower at 3 to 5,000 lux. But the amount of light inside most buildings is only around 500 to 1,000 lux. Researchers say that this could be very bad for our health because it affects our body clocks. Our body clocks need natural light to work well. If we don't get it, we may feel tired and hungry during the day. We may also get ill more often and feel generally unhealthy. Researchers are now working with architects to find out more about the effects of color and light on people's health and to help them design buildings with more natural light and color in certain areas to change our moods. The researchers also suggest that people spend as much time outside as possible during the day. For example, they should walk or cycle to work and go outside at break and lunch times. This way, they may feel happier and healthier.
Now, listen again.
So, today, I'm going to talk about how the color and light inside buildings are important for our health. Firstly, Let's look at color. Of course, we all have our favorite colors. But research shows that color can change our moods. Studies show people feel more relaxed in rooms which are painted in colors which reflect nature, such as blue or green. In comparison, some bright colors, such as red and yellow, can make us think of danger and increase people's stress levels. But we shouldn't always choose colors that aren't bright. Rooms which are painted in paler, more neutral colors, such as cream or light brown, can make us want to sleep, even when we've just woken up. Light can also change the way we feel and affect our health. Research shows that most people spend almost 90% of their time inside. This means that they are not getting the natural outside light that is important for their bodies to work normally. Scientists measure light in lux. In the summer, when the sun is shining, the amount of natural light outside can be around 100,000 lux. In winter, it is much lower at 3 to 5,000 lux. But the amount of light inside most buildings is only around 500 to 1,000 lux. Researchers say that this could be very bad for our health because it affects our body clocks. Our body clocks need natural light to work well. If we don't get it, we may feel tired and hungry during the day. We may also get ill more often and feel generally unhealthy. Researchers are now working with architects to find out more about the effects of color and light on people's health, and to help them design buildings with more natural light and color in certain areas to change our moods. The researchers also suggest that people spend as much time outside as possible during the day. For example, they should walk or cycle to work and go outside at break and lunch times. This way, they may feel happier and healthier.
Part 2. Listen to the interview with a travel writer and answer the questions below. You will hear the recording twice. Now, you have 2 minutes to look at the questions. Now, let's begin.
Good evening. Today's guest is the travel writer Ben Bradshaw. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Now, you've just finished your fifth book, A World of Differences. Can you tell us what it's about?
Yes. I've been to lots of different countries and seen lots of different rules and traditions. I thought it would be interesting to write a book about them. It's half a guidebook with useful information and half a collection of funny stories. There are stories about when you first go to a country, what you should or shouldn't wear. For example, women shouldn't wear shorts or short skirts in some countries. There are other stories about food and drink. In some countries, you should leave some food. It's rude to eat everything. In other countries, you should eat it all. It's important to know what to do and where.
Is there anywhere you haven't been that you would like to go?
Last year, I went to Ireland for the first time, which was great. I've never been to Egypt. I'm going to go there next year.
Do you know anything about Egypt?
Oh, yes. I've read a lot of books about the country, and a friend went there last year. He told me what I should eat and drink. There's something called kushari, which is made of rice, pasta and a tomato sauce. There are also juice bars where you can get fresh fruit juice. Sounds delicious. He also said that I must be careful crossing the road. They drive very fast. I was surprised about the pyramids. I thought they were in the middle of the desert, but they're very close to Cairo.
What do you think your next book is going to be about?
My wife said I should write a book about food, but I don't know anything about food. I'm going to write about Britain next. I've never written about my country before, and I haven't seen all of it yet. I think it would be very interesting.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck with the book.
Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Good evening. Today's guest is the travel writer Ben Bradshaw. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Now, you've just finished your fifth book, A World of Differences. Can you tell us what it's about?
Yes. I've been to lots of different countries and seen lots of different rules and traditions. I thought it would be interesting to write a book about them. It's half a guidebook with useful information and half a collection of funny stories. There are stories about when you first go to a country, what you should or shouldn't wear. For example, women shouldn't wear shorts or short skirts in some countries. There are other stories about food and drink. In some countries, you should leave some food. It's rude to eat everything. In other countries, you should eat it all. It's important to know what to do and where.
Is there anywhere you haven't been that you would like to go?
Last year, I went to Ireland for the first time, which was great. I've never been to Egypt. I'm going to go there next year.
Do you know anything about Egypt?
Oh, yes. I've read a lot of books about the country, and a friend went there last year. He told me what I should eat and drink. There's something called kushari, which is made of rice, pasta and a tomato sauce. There are also juice bars where you can get fresh fruit juice. Sounds delicious. He also said that I must be careful crossing the road. They drive very fast. I was surprised about the pyramids. I thought they were in the middle of the desert, but they're very close to Cairo.
What do you think your next book is going to be about?
My wife said I should write a book about food, but I don't know anything about food. I'm going to write about Britain next. I've never written about my country before, and I haven't seen all of it yet. I think it would be very interesting.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck with the book.
Thank you.
This is the end of listening section.